basic tenets of how government is going to work and how decisions are going to be made, because the way that it sits today, that there's really a small number of entities and individuals that dictate our own reality. And unfortunately, that reality is pretty bleak. And now is a time, especially in the situation we're in, to really think about that, saying, do we really want that? And if not, well, let's take that energy from a Standing Rock and basically impose Standing Rock type values and energy in the places we're at pretty much every day until those rules really are rewritten and we can actually have the beginnings of an existence that we deserve to have, whether it's people or the planet itself.
Yeah, and of course, people are the planet. We're all a part of one ecosystem, so we can't live without it. I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, I've been speaking with Kai Huskey, who is with the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. Their website is celdf.org. I know they've got some webinars, some organizing going on, so that website, again, is celdf.org. Thank you, Kai, for joining us on KBOO today.
Thanks for giving me the time. Really appreciate it.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News In Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Well, tonight on News from the Boo, well, the show where we talk about all things KBOO, inside, outside, all around KBOO.
That's why it's called News from the Boo.
Yeah, but tonight, Jenna Yokoyama here going to be speaking with Celeste Carey, and we're going to be talking about, of course, the KBOO-y things, right? We're going to be talking about all the important things like meetings and some updates from programmers. But most importantly, we're going to be talking about our spring fundraiser we're in our last week. So that ends on Sunday. So, of course, we're going to talk about that. But also, I'm going to be debuting a new segment on News from the Boo. I'm going to be calling, Jenna hasn't named the segment yet, but what it's going to be is me interviewing programmers at KBOO to just kind of ask them the kind of background questions about their shows, and because, you know, we have all this great programming at KBOO, and like, as long as I've been at KBOO, I've always known that, for example, Celeste's show, More Talk Radio, has been a long time program at KBOO, and I've never really stopped to ask Celeste about the history of her show, but I always wonder about these sorts of things when I look at various shows and I want to know, like, well, were you the first person on More Talk Radio? And who have been the various hosts? And how did you pick your theme music? Those little things. So I'm going to start interviewing programmers so that we can all get to know their shows a little bit better and remind ourselves as to why we love KBOO so much. And the kind of fun history. I don't know. That's the sort of thing I'm into. So I hope you enjoy those segments with me. So Celeste, before we get into talking about your show.
Yes.
A couple of things for our programmers, our announcements for them. If you are a programmer, we are doing that Q&A session to talk about the new vetting process for pre-recorded audio. So check your email for the Zoom link for that, for the Q&A session. It's not a required meeting, but if you have any questions about the process or why we're doing it these days, then go ahead, come to that meeting. We're hosting it tonight and then Thursday and Friday of this week. Yeah, you know, it's also kind of fun because we actually hosted one last night and I got to say hi to some programmers. So that's also just an excuse. Come and say hi to your fellow programmers. Another announcement, office hours. Jenka is hosting office hours for programmers to give any sort of technical help you need, maybe for putting your show together or asking about why is there a buzz or this thing's not recording or getting some recommendations on what software or whatever you should be using to make your shows. She's doing office hours. I believe that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can get the Zoom link there. She does it in the afternoons. You can get the Zoom link when you log into your KBOO account. And Arthur is also doing office hours to help you with your technical questions on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. Email Arthur for that link. His email address is engineer@kboo.org. Okay, that's the news from the Boo for the programmers. Now, news from the Boo for our members and our listeners. I'm going to give a little tease about some hope. I know, because these days it's a little bit stressful, I know, and we're all wondering what's going to happen with our summers. Are we all just going to be sheltering in place forever? Well, we might be. Who knows? We're still waiting to see what's happening, but things are slowly opening up. But one thing we know is probably not going to be happening this summer are all the music festivals that, you know, have thousands of people gathering together.
Or and, the beer festivals.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to say, because we're still in the works, we're still negotiating, we're still doing things, but I'm just going to tease that maybe one of your favorite festivals here in Portland will still be happening in a different way.
Different format.
On the radios, here on KBOO. So stay tuned for that, because we're very excited that KBOO can be a venue for people to still listen to the music that they love, even though all the festivals are, they're in limbo. They're in limbo. So we're going to tease that. And then the next thing on my checklist of things that are very important to talk about is to thank people. Celeste.
Yes.
We're in the middle of our spring fundraising appeal.
We are. And if you've been one of the people who has been able to financially support us, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Yes. Because you're the reason we are here and why you hear us still being here for you. But if you haven't yet and you've been thinking, you know, I really do love KBOO and I want to send them some money, but that hand just hasn't made it into the wallet yet, or the fingers haven't punched the transfer fund button, you know, when you're doing that electronic funds transfer, go ahead and do it now. Be our last minute hero. You know, we always need somebody who can give us a strong finish when we're running that race, right? Right?
Yeah, because our spring fundraising appeal, spring fundraiser, as we're calling it, it ends on May 31st. And I'm just so incredibly humbled by all the people who have donated to KBOO.
Yes.
And so many of you have been sending us messages and telling us why you are a member of KBOO, why you believe in it, especially during this time. You know, not only are we in a time of a global pandemic, but we're also in a really important year. We're in an election year, and
yes,
you know, we believe in the same things you believe in, that community radio is really, really important at times like this. So thank you so much to everyone who has supported. And if you can and you still haven't, then please go to kboo.fm and you can just click on that donate button. You can give a one-time gift or you can become a sustaining monthly member. And yeah, so join the thousands of people who give to KBOO today.
And you know what? We've had people who have sent us letters by snail mail, and we've had somebody come to the station and drop off a donation. And I want to say to Edith here in Southeast Portland, we got your donation. You came down and you pushed it through the door in an envelope, and I want to say thank you. Yes.
Look at that. Social distance support. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, that really literally means a lot for someone who, you know, in a time where we're sheltering in place, someone to come all the way down to the station and, you know, make sure that they are showing their support and making sure that we understand how much they believe in our mission. So thank you so much to Edith.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, a reminder, this is my segue into the segment where I interview Celeste, not as the station manager, but as the host, or one of the hosts, of More Talk Radio, because we're going to be talking to programmers about the history of the show. Okay, so Celeste, yes. You are the host, one of the hosts on More Talk Radio, which airs when?
We air at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m. on Monday mornings on KBOO Portland.
That's okay, right. So the basics. When did More Talk Radio premiere?
Well, we all started as a morning talk strip. And believe it or not, Cecil and I started our show. I want to pull up my date here. Yes, it was July 19, 1993.
Ooh, 1993, yeah. Wow.
1993.
Well, you guys are coming up on our anniversary in a couple months. That's exciting.
Yep. And when we initially started, the trick was to figure out, okay, I remember talking to our former public affairs director, Kathleen Stevenson, and we were going to be, I believe Cecil and Rennell Sherman and I were the first Black programmers to have a talk show in Oregon. I'm not absolutely positive, but I know I was the first woman, you know. And so we were going to be the first show. Everybody else had all these famous or fancy or, you know, clever names that they wanted to have. And I thought, well, we're just one more talk show. And I would be droll rather than clever. I just said, well, we're More Talk Radio. That's it. One more talk show. And initially, there were three of us on board. Rennell Sherman was one of the Black Programming Collective, and he was from New York City and had a music show on called You're Under Arrest. He named it after a song by Miles Davis. So Rennell and Cecil were acquainted with each other. They're both New Yorkers. And we three ended up doing the show, and we would rotate it so that at one point all three of us would have paired together. So Cecil and he would do the show sometimes, but Rennell just didn't feel like he had the snap and the pizzazz, and he didn't feel like he could keep up with us sometimes. And I would try to encourage him to stay, but he decided, no, I'll just do music. So it ended up just being Cecil and I. And
how Cecil, long was it, the three of you?
I think we didn't make it more than maybe a couple of months.
It is tiring. If you don't have it in you to do a weekly, you feel it right away, because it is quite tiring. Well, I mean, it's at 8 in the morning, my goodness.
Oh, no,
I've always had respect for that.
We used to do it at 7:30 in the morning. All the talk shows used to be an hour and a half long. And, now...
When did that change?
It changed after a couple of years, I think. For some people, they couldn't get the callers to get enough pizzazz. And I think we also decided we wanted to have some morning news. So, you know, our playlist, our programming schedule went through a couple of changes while we tried to figure out, can we have drive time news? What are we going to do with our drive time folk strip? You know, all that kind of stuff. And so we decided to cut it down to an hour a few years into it. And then it's been an hour from 8 to 9 since. And there's times when you've got a really good guest or a good topic, meaty topic, where an hour is not enough, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, and with respect to the fact that there's so many different areas of interest that we try to cover on KBOO, that, okay, a snappy hour is what we'll have. So, yeah, we've
I will say that. Yeah.
93.
You and Cecil, in my opinion, are very good at commanding that hour and, you know, keeping it, because that's the thing about an hour. You have to get to your point.
Yes.
And it makes for intense, interesting radio for that 1 hour. Okay, we got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So I've always kind of wondered this as someone who has board opt your show when we were live in station. And there I am, you know, queuing up your intro music on your show. What is that music?
That music is by the late and very good musician George Howard. It's called Africa. And one of the things I like about it was the fact that you have this woman elevating in it, la, 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 la. And I get a kick out of it. And I, you know, you should listen to the whole song sometimes. And we used to play more of it, but we tightened up a lot of things for the show because we'd had in-station training on how to improve our programming some time ago. And Cecil and I took all those points very seriously. And then we listened to a show and sometimes we sit up and we critique ourselves, you know, and we think, how was it? It's been a challenge, but one of the best things about it is that we feel it helps us improve the show and make it more listenable for our folks. And then we also want to make sure we draw in a wide age range. And so younger listeners have different ideas about what's listenable. So, you know, we keep trying to make it fresh.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Celeste Carey, co-host of More Talk Radio that airs Monday mornings at 8 a.m. She's taking your calls, even though we're doing the sheltering in place these days. Cecil and Celeste are remotely hosting live, so you can always call in on Monday mornings. And in my last 30 seconds here, I'm just going to say, spring fundraiser. Help us close it out with a bang. You know, $80,000. It's literally your support is what keeps shows like More Talk Radio on the air. And so thank you, Celeste, so much for what you do as a programmer. And thanks for coming on to News from the Boo today.
Well, thanks for having News from the Boo, Jenna. And everybody out there, keep listening, keep supporting us and you for the mighty K-Boo.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.